My name is Jim Bahoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. With the second floor deck down, it's time to frame the roof. You lay out the rafters using either a framing or speed square. This house is a manageable 16 foot wide. What makes it a bit less manageable is that the rafters sit on the knee wall, which is 3.5 feet up off the deck, and the roof pitch is 14 and 12. What that boils down to is that the peak of the roof, the ridge, will be about 13 up from the deck. Holding a 24-foot Douglas fir 2x12 13 feet up in the air while you prop it up with 2x10 rafters is a bit of a juggling act. Normally, I'd push a 16-foot 2x4 up with blocking to support the base of the ridge. Brace it securely and do the same at the other end of the ridge. I cut my rafters ahead of time, mark the ridge with the rafter locations before it goes up. The plate is marked as well. I'd get one end of the ridge in one of the supports and go up a ladder with the other end to place it in the other support. It's mighty limber getting the first two pairs of rafters up. Once those first two pair go up, the rest fly. I decide to try something different this time. It's always awkward building out the fly rafters. There's nowhere to stand. What I do instead is put together a pair of rafters held together with temporary braces. I put the fly rafters, which extend 14 and a half inches beyond the rafters, on. I build the whole mess in place on top of my knee wall. I build a shelf to the interior of the rafter assembly to support the ridge. I use hinges to hold my rafter assembly in position on the plates, brace a pair of 2x6s to the exterior of the house, which will act as a stop against the temporary brace, and use wall jacks to tilt the assembly up. Once it's up, it's plumbed and braced. This house is cross-gabled, so there are three gable pairs with fly rafters to tilt up. The first was fairly terrifying. By the third, I had the technique down. It went well. Now, I drop the 24-foot 2x12 main ridge in place on the shelf I created in the interior of the assembly. The shorter 16-foot ridge for the cross gable sits on the shelf and attaches to the ridge. I push up the full common rafters in pairs, place the valley rafters and the valley cripples. The house is starting to take shape. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.